producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord!
So is Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms?
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no! GMO!
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
You might be lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's Outside the Box night, and we're going to get TMB joining us in a little while. But first, from the road, traffic report from Super Don. Where is he? It's again a game of Where's Waldo with you. You know, he's out there, he's there, he's here, he's where is he?
You know, listen, I've always been a bit of a nomad, and you know that. I'm kind of a free spirit, and you know what, Texas just, I got to prove that Texas is just not big enough for Super Don, see?
So where are you going, to Mexico?
No, I'm not going to Mexico. I am actually on the road right now.
Okay.
And headed out to a place called Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Corpus Christi actually has beach. There's actually a beach in Texas.
It's true. So you have yet to see that because I know how much you love the ocean. And this is the first time you're going to see the Gulf Coast.
This is true. Now, I've seen, you know, the West Coast beach. I've seen the Pacific Northwest beach, which is mm-hmm. entirely different.
Yeah.
And now I get to see what it's like down, you know, going, you know, closer to the equator. And I hear that the water is like 70 degrees.
Feel the bath water. The water could be as high as like 80, depending on the year or time of season. But you'll have to let me know. Maybe we'll report on your experience when you put your toes into the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, I am on the road tonight, just headed to Corpus Christi and just doing some things here. But glad to be able to still make it on the air here.
All right. Now, I want to ask you this because I've got to dive into some Bernie Sanders updates, believe it or not.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I felt like I was being so hard on progressives yesterday that, you know, I've got to do a little bit of, not a mea culpa, but it's just like, a little bit of, not even an apology tour, just something to soften up my image because, you know, I'm a healing guy, I'm a loving guy, and it's like, you were mean to progressives yesterday, Robert, right? I mean, am I reading myself right?
Mean to progressives. So what is it? You're going to balance it out by being mean to a socialist tonight?
No. I'm actually going to try to be nice to a socialist. I'm going to try.
You're going to be nice to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's the point. See, I thought I'd shift the balance and throw the progressives that are in our audience a little bit off kilter to say, wait a second, what is that? So
throw him a curveball. Listen, I'll tell you, Bernie Sanders, there are a lot of things that I don't agree with him on, but, you know, there are some things I think that we can kind of find some compromise with.
And I think his popularity is due at least in part to his authenticity. Remember that we talk about people craving authenticity, especially young people.
We've seen this before.
Let me just say this. He's authentically wrong on most things, but he's authentic, okay? But I'm here to give him props to start the show. And we're going to get into a whole lot of stuff. But 2016 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders praises the progress of holistic medicine. Now, it's interesting how they coined the headline.
Now you know he's not going to get elected. Damn it.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Now he's done for. He actually praised holistic medicine. But the thing is...
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's not praising holistic medicine. It's praising progress of holistic medicine because everything's got to be progressive, right? What is the progress of holistic medicine? Bernie Sanders has voiced his support for a single-payer, European-style, government-run universal health insurance program. That's not new. He's a socialist, he admits it, or a democratic socialist. But what is less well known, apparently, is that he's an active supporter for bringing integrative and holistic healing practices into the mainstream of healthcare.
Now, all their heads just exploded. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Bernie's no longer one of them. But here's where I realize that I raise the ire of even people who may maybe like me just a little bit on a lot of things, and they'll go, but Robert, come on, let's be real here. You know, I have a child who's just insanely sick. I mean, that's the wrong way to say it, but I mean just a brutal sickness. And I've got no way that I can take care of this child without help from the government. Okay? I recognize that in most cases we're dealing with a government-induced illness, whether it be vaccine injury or otherwise. So in a large point of agreement, I will say, yes, I think there's a legitimate role for the government to compensate when they lied to you about the safety of, for instance, vaccines, that they should be able to and have to cover your expenses. Now, this doesn't preclude people from this moment forward to not be duped by government soothsayers, right? We've got to not fall for their lies. But because Bernie Sanders is for alternative or integrative medicine doesn't mean I would vote for him. It just means that he's got some sense of realism in terms of what modern medicine can and cannot do. The problem is he wants the government to cover it. I want the government out of it altogether. Yeah, I want the government out of medicine altogether.
All right.
You follow the difference there, Super Don?
Well, of course. You know, I mean, we've talked about this sort of thing before. And it's, you know, listen, Bernie Sanders is going to want the government for everything. You know,
yeah.
He's going to want them to, you want the government will, oh, sorry. I forgot my phone.
leave that phone off while you're on the phone.
Save you. You know, it's there to take care of you and give you the rights that you deserve. And, you know, on the flip side of that is, you know, you don't want the government to give you your rights because that's not where the rights come from. You want the government to get out of the way so you can.
I want freedom and healing. Freedom and healing. Freedom for the doctors to heal. And he spoke at the University of Vermont. Sanders highlighted the growing use of holistic healing methods. He said it would be included in his ideas, even at the VA, which I agree. You know, the VA is a socialized system, government system. They owe the vets that, no doubt. But I want to see it integrated there. I don't have a problem with it there. The problem is once they integrate it, they regulate it, and then they basically destroy it. And that's what happened to modern medicine. Modern medicine, intervention when needed, has a legitimate role to play. When it was mandated for everything, everywhere, all the time, it was destroyed. It was drug you all of the time. That is not appropriate. And Bernie Sanders, of course, wants to integrate it. Great. Better than not, I guess. But at the same time, I still hold fast to my belief that we would be better suited to have freedom and healing. And that is heal, free up all the healers to heal, whether they be licensed or not. Not to pretend that they're something that they're not, at least out to the public. In other words, you couldn't lie to attract customers, but they're already lying to attract drug customers. The government is participating in those lies, including the vaccination program. And this is where Bernie falls down because he buys it hook, line, and sinker, lock, stock, and barrel. He's all for mandatory vaccines.
But,
so he's not all holistic.
Listen, Bernie feels that the government should be controlling and regulating everything. Mm-hmm. What you're asking for is basically healing anarchy. So that would make you an anarchist.
No, healing freedom. The anarchy is within the medical system. It's within the government system. It's total anarchy. Nobody's getting paid. Those that are getting paid for the wrong thing. They're killing patients.
Let them all heal whatever, however they want to. How can you allow that?
Healing freedom. For them, freedom is anarchy for socialists. I know that. And for Democrats, too, a lot of them. But here we go on the other side, the flip side of Bernie Sanders. He's bashing Uber. He bashes Uber. So I see, as much as I like him for his stance on holistic medicine, he's bashing Uber. That's wrong. Why? Because it's unregulated, he says. It's an unregulated company. There are serious problems. Well, Bernie Sanders, why is it the majority of your receipts coming through your campaign when it comes to taxiing, being ferried about? It's actually paying Uber. of all candidates, he uses Uber more than any of them. And he's bashing
them. Everybody's picking on Uber all of a sudden.
Right. No, Uber's awesome. Lyft is great. So, Bernie, you're not consistent. Even though, again, you have some level of authenticity, I think that's what's got people fired up. Also, people that have given up on the free market because they don't know what a free market is and they think it destroyed healthcare. It was not. It was government intervention that destroyed healthcare. But at least if you like Bernie, you can feel the burn underpants. Bernie Sanders now has Feel the Burn underpants. And I don't know if they're, I don't know if this is a fundraiser for his Democratic presidential campaign, but do you really want a picture of Bernie Sanders on your bottom, on your backside? I guess if your backside is really unattractive, it won't matter.
Burn underpants.
Feel the Burn underpants, yeah. Tighty whities. For men and women.
Like underpants I would want to wear if I'm going to feel the burn.
Well, no, and it's true, but the other problem with these underpants is that you have to share them with everybody.
Ah, yes. This is
mandatory.
A new movement. They call it, yeah. It's called skid mark socialism.
Oh, my God. Thank you for that. I did not need to know that. Wipe your bottom appropriately before you try feel the burn underwear when you share them with your mandatory community. I'm all about free association. I'm all about choosing to do these things. You want to share your underpants with somebody? That's your prerogative, but don't make me do it. Don't force me to do it. Bernie, stay out of my underwear. I mean that literally and figuratively. Just say it.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders and the TSA, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, remember Rockefeller, I think it was, said competition is a sin. Ironically, Rockefeller is in agreement with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders also thinks competition is a sin. And the reason I know that is because he's all for socialized medicine, where there can be no competition. The outrage foisted at Schreckle Schmeckle, whoever that guy was that raised, you know, the price of 1,500%. Shkreli, right. The outrage there is misplaced because he has drugs available in a monopoly. As you saw, somebody, you know, undercut it by selling it for a dollar, but that's still operating within a medical monopoly. If someone were to come along with a natural herbal dietary supplement that could do the same or better than those drugs that they want to sell for $1,500 a pill or a dollar a pill, they would not be allowed to do so because the government prohibits any substance other than that which has gone through the lengthy and arduous and expensive FDA approval process, sometimes costing $1 billion or more to bring to market to gain monopoly protection. Therefore, innovation is not possible. Innovation is frowned upon. Innovation is denied. Innovation is vilified. Innovation is criminalized, as evidenced by the attacks on those who would dare to sell something that would actually work for a blood poisoning, like silver, more efficiently and more effectively and for pennies on the dollar. Feel the burn? I don't think so. But I was a little bit nice to Bernie Sanders, all my progressive friends out there. A little bit. He likes holistic medicine. Super Don, don't run away just yet. Almost, but not yet. We've got a lot more healing to go. Ty Bollinger's going to be with us. RobertScottBell.com for all the notes and links. Tell your friends, and if you link it on your website, we'll give a shout-out to that website right here on the air. We may have another one to do tonight.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are up, thanks to Op-Ed. Super Don's heading down the highway to Corpus Christi to see the Gulf of Mexico. And you and I are alone. We're here together for now. TMB is going to join us in a little while. Ty Bollinger, my good buddy. And we're going to go outside the box together, as we do each and every week. Go to robertscottbell.com, click on the links there. Say thanks to those who make this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible all that time. And it's still not enough. I'm not complaining. I'm grateful, very grateful, to be able to unload this kind of information that brings that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you, as the people of San Marcos, Texas have done. Maybe I should tell Super Don to go to San Marcos, Texas. I don't know if you heard about this. Big victory. A lot of elections were held yesterday, and we're getting the wind on, you know, some of these propositions that are statewide. Some of them are local municipalities. In this case, San Marcos, Texas, had something called Proposition 1, and it was for clean water, basically, which means what? They voted to stop fluoridating the water supply of San Marcos, Texas. It's a college town located 25 miles south of Austin. You know, they achieved in San Marcos what the people of Austin have not yet achieved. And it's incredible how hard or how difficult it is to get one little city to turn off the fluoride faucet. Despite the fact that 61%, an overwhelming majority, voted to stop fluoridation. And it doesn't mean it's all over yet. Now, helping out the folks, Fluoride-Free San Marcos, were the Texans for Accountable Government, TAG, an Austin-based transpartisan political action committee, and they helped out. They had to get a lot of signatures to even to get this thing on the ballot, which is interesting. You know how it is, like in California, if you do a proposition like they tried to do to overturn SB 277, they had to get hundreds of thousands of signatures. It didn't take that many in San Marcos, but interestingly enough, the city council there said, no, we don't think that's those signatures are legit because they lack a certain kind of certification, right? We didn't have an oath affirming the genuineness of the signatures. So San Marcos, the city, said the petition to get that on the ballot even was not going to go, not going to fly. And, they sued to try to get this thing overturned. And thankfully, an attorney by the name of Brad Rockwell wrote to San Marcos officials informing them that the charter's petition requirements are superseded by the Texas Local Government Code under Section 9, which does not require an oath or affirmation from petition circulators. And so they beat back the city council's efforts to stop this from getting even on the ballot. Who is paying who, huh? Who was greasing the skids for pro-fluoride forces in Little San Marcos? And so they've actually now filed an emergency appeal with the Austin Court of Appeals to overturn the ballot measure. How desperate are they to remain dumb and to keep the people of San Marcos dumb via IQ-lowering fluoride in the water supply when 61% voted to get rid of it? This is another dangerous scam, and when you look to government as a great or necessary evil to some degree, on the local level you can justify it way more than on the federal level and sometimes even on the state level. But when the local municipalities are in with the poisoners of the well, the poisoners of the water supply, they need to be thrown out of office. You need to find out who these people are that oppose removing a toxic waste product of bauxite, aluminum, and phosphate mining. That's a waste product, a toxic waste product that they add to the water supply in many municipalities around the United States, lowering the IQ, increasing the uptake of heavy metals among children and adults everywhere. So kudos to San Marcos. It can be done. May that work its way 25 miles north to the good people of Austin, Texas. Have you had enough of the fluoride? By the way, if you want to clear it out, one of the ways you can do it is the Echo 9, the newest of the molecular hydrogen-producing water purifiers. Through the electrolytic process, it's electrically reduced water, but it releases hydrogen. And through a special filter, and because of the electrolytic action, you can remove that fluoride from the water if your city still fluoridates. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook there, give a call to Paul, he'll hook you up. And when we come back, stressed, tired, rushed, the modern family breakdown. How did it happen? Who is to blame and what can we do about it?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
If you don't like the way I don't feel the burn, right? Bernie Sanders, not my guy, right? Not that I've selected anyone, no guy or gal up there running for president. I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. Oh, I know that's sacrilege to some of you. It doesn't mean I won't talk about it. It doesn't mean we won't discuss it in terms of principles and candidates. We'll cover that because, health is about everything, and that includes politics, political health, and economic health, and health on all levels. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show, or call in 24/7, leave a message. RobertScottBell.com. Put your questions right there. We'll get to them eventually, maybe even on the air. This segment dedicated to the family. What is the family? A lot of controversy. What is a family? What makes a family? Listen, I got so many families, it's ridiculous. And, you know, I believe it can go beyond your blood relatives. You can be adopted in officially and unofficially. I have so many adopted parents. It's incredible. You know, I've been all over the world and have a great love for so many. And in this case, of course, there is also the immediate, as I used to call it, nuclear family. And what's happened in my lifetime? Now, I grew up, of course, at a time where the women's liberation movement was happening, late 60s, early 70s. We want equal pay, equal time, equal this, equal that. And I don't know that I'm going to get into that right now, except to say that I'm for freedom. You know, if you want to define your family differently than someone else, not a problem. You just can't make somebody else define it the same way you do. That's all. I just think that's fair. But the stressed, tired, and rushed portrait of the modern family, according to this latest article in the New York Times, got my attention today. Op-ed sent it through, and I said, yeah, this is an interesting one. Children more likely than not to grow up in a household in which their parents work, and in nearly half of all two-parent families today, both parents work full-time, a sharp increase from the previous decades. And this has been an ongoing trend since the time they kind of made it right desirable for women to leave the house and go out to work because, you know, you want to be equal. You want to be equally enslaved to an economic system where you actually pay more and more percentage to a government bureaucracy that would find you guilty before innocent in terms of healing, for instance, without their permission. And at the same time, you were almost forced to get out into the workplace because one single breadwinner in the 20th century, as it carried on and on, and as the Federal Reserve had its way with the dollar, became less and less possible. What used to happen... Is this me pining for the good old days? I don't know. I wasn't alive that long ago that I remember when it was the so-called good old days when only the man went out to work, the woman stayed at home, had babies, took care of the family. And I don't find anything wrong with that any more than I find anything wrong with a woman who decides I want to go out into the workplace, the workforce, and do that thing. Although it's a little awkward if you want to have kids and you want to go out into the workplace because my perception of kids is that they're yours. Not necessarily anybody else's, not the least of which they shouldn't be the government's, but the government is assuming ownership of your kids, whether you want them to or not. Now, there's discussion of the evolution of the family, maybe in a more positive light, but let me just say it this way. The destruction of the family, you know, you can blame rock and roll. a number of people are going to blame something and say that it's because of this. But if it's not the economics, I don't know what it is. The economics of scale. Over the course of the 20th century, as the dollar lost its value, as wages were never keeping up with the debasement of the coin, especially in 1971, with the breakdown of the Bretton Woods Agreement, Nixon pulls America off of the gold standards, uncouples or decouples gold from the dollar altogether. And at that point, bonkers, man. There was no way anybody, unless you were a multi-zillionaire to be, started your own company and got it bought and sold. And you just couldn't keep up with the pace of monetary inflation. And because of that, more and more families became two-parent incomes just to get by. And the reality is it's just to pay the cost of government. And I don't mean that just to pay welfare and warfare. Sure, that's the hugest part of what we're talking about here. But to pay the price for having a centralized bank that could print money out of thin air and it would never be audited by the government because to do so would make the process too political, as if it weren't political enough as it was already. The article is interesting. But it doesn't go to the heart of what happened and why it happened. And although I would never argue against your freedom to define your family the way you and your spouse see fit, hopefully raising healthy children, limited interaction with doctors, the problem I see here is that we are not defining the disease appropriately. We might be identifying the symptoms, but if you want to correct the breakdown of the American family, however you define it, somebody's got to stay back and raise these kids. And if you want to come together in a communal village of free accord, not by force or fraud, you want to work together in a community, I think that's a great idea. Get to know your neighbors. Maybe it's through your church, synagogue, mosque, whatever it is. As we've talked about increasingly here, the need to grow food, the need for not just you in your garden, but the need to incorporate other people and their gardens, or they're working with you in your garden, to start getting that concept of community, not communism, but based on free association, free accord, freedom of choice, and recognition that your survival may depend upon those relationships you build, not because the government forces you to, or anyone does, but you know it's a good idea. And there's a lot of things going through my head now as I read this article, and a lot that I'm not going to cover. I want you to go read it, and maybe you can give me your feedback on it. But I'm saying that I grew up at a time when they told us, women's lib, it's so much better if the women could go out into the workplace and you could just drop your kids off at daycare or public schools. That's the way we were raised to believe that. I don't believe that is ideal. I don't believe that is optimal. And I recognize that you may have a different definition than I do of the family, but I really believe that having at least one parent involved on a darn near full-time basis is ideal than having strangers raise your kids. Granted, there are always cases. You can always throw up an anomaly and say, but what about this? But what about this? I'm just painting for you what I perceive to be an ideal. And that ideal now is expanded into recognizing the need to cooperate and work with other people in your community. We have been able to isolate and disintegrate community because of the easy access to cheap oil, basically. And remember, oil is what replaced the gold dollar, the petrodollar. And as that is shifting again, we won't be able to work enough jobs to be able to pay for the things as much as they are going to cost. You won't be able to ship food in every day from China, wherever it's coming from, to fill up the grocery stores to make it affordable, or else you're going to be eating GMO food, if that even survives, based on the fact that that is petrochemical dependent as well. Inevitably, we're going to see a change in this 21st century. Some will argue on moral grounds, moral imperatives, ethical grounds. We're going to just see it on economic grounds. Like gravity, I guess you could say, economics, it's the way the world runs and turns. But the idea of having two people going out working harder and harder to get less and less and have their children raised by strangers or raised by government indoctrination centers is raising generations of people who don't even understand the difference between right and wrong, and who actually believe Bernie Sanders is on the right track because he wants to socialize everything, especially the delivery of medicine, which is already such a disaster. If you think you put more power in the hands of government regulators to control every aspect of, and delivery of medicine, the death rate will go up and up and up. It's already upwards of 1 million a year due to modern medicine in all of its trappings. Now, having taken a serious turn into the discussion of the breakdown of the family, at least partly a discussion, I'm talking, maybe you're listening, maybe you've got opinions you want to tell me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. What about the dehumanization of relationships? How disenfranchised have we become with being human? CNBC article here. Question, should we have sex with robots? Experts weigh in. No, this is not The Onion. This is a serious question. Should we have sex with robots? Whatever happened to human interaction? Whatever happened to vitamin L? And I mean, I understand. Machines, they do their thing. But really, robots? Is this where we're going? Is this by design? Will this help you overcome loneliness? I mean, this is just a physical act at that point. There's nothing special about that. And then a secondary story here. As we get more technological, how long this will last, I do not know. Dozens of people are now mistaking robots for real women. I mean, beer goggles got nothing on this story. Dozens of people mistake a robot for a real woman, and they even think she's sexy. You know, look, we can all look at pictures for women to want to look at men, men and say, that's sexy to me. That's like, okay. But if it's a robot, I mean, doesn't sexy also include the energy of being alive? Does that play any role in this? Is there that, dare I say, spiritual connection? I don't want to be misinterpreted here. But recognizing there's energy on all levels, including the physical level, that says there's more to intimacy than having sex with a robot. I almost can't believe I'm covering this story. But, you know, op-ed sent him my way. I'm not going to blame him. I said, okay, this is interesting. We've got the breakdown of what people consider, some people, a lot of people consider, a family, nuclear family. And I know we've had changing definitions of a nuclear family. I think what's more critically important than anybody's right or wrong definition is the vitamin L that should be present in a family, however you define it, whether it's a blood relative or whether it's a community that wants to work together and help each other. I think it's fantastic, and it's difficult. I've watched my wife raise my two kids as I travel around the world a lot when I'm back. It's a task that is extraordinary, the most important that there is. And that's all I'm saying, I think. I'm probably saying a lot more, and you might have something to say about it. 866-939-BELL. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. We talk about healing on all levels, about all things. There are no limits here. I guess four-letter words typically are off limits sometimes. All right, back after this with Fast Food.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, man. I can't believe I covered a story about sex with robots. I'd be too frightened, personally. But the Donna writes in and says, let's get real here. Men would do it with a watermelon. Donna, okay. You know, I can't argue that with the I guess the men are pigs concept, but I don't want to go any further there. Now, I will go to the danger of fast food as well, corrupting so much of what's going on in our lives. You know, so many people will look at, like I talk about a story about the decline of the family. And, of course, the easy way to say it, it's people abandoning the religion. It's a moral issue. And I'm like, you know, yeah, that's part of it. Is it the only thing? I look at the base physicality or physiology, the function of the body, the interaction with the mind and spirit. Have we not corrupted it over the 20th century leading to the 21st by abandoning food? You heard me. Abandoning food. I mean, really, abandoning real food. Simply by getting food from the grocer's freezer, from the drive-thru, from the plastic wraps, the TV dinners. And even if you're preparing your own food, if it's made with genetically engineered ingredients, could that be argued to be a moral decay, if you will, if you perceive that monkeying with creation in the way that genetic engineers do has unintended consequences, that man is not, let's say, evolved, if you want to say it, conscious enough, aware enough, spiritually grounded up to understand what he's doing by altering the structure of food, by genetically altering it in the way that he has. Maybe some she's out there have done it too. But I think this corrupts function on so many levels, including our thought processes. Our behaviors are impacted by food. Look at what happens when you feed kids refined, processed foods, high in sugars, simple sugars that are devoid of minerals. Corn syrup or artificial colors and sweeteners, you're literally inducing violence, are you not? Remember all of the school shootings that we've covered for years here. You come back to the psychiatric drugs, but if you look at the symptoms that were preceding the prescription of those drugs, you could see evidence of hypoglycemia in nearly every one of these kids, teenagers gone wild, gone bad, shooting and killing the schools. Now, hypoglycemia may or may not have been enough to do it, but possibly it might have been. Because when you starve the higher brain of the sugar, the function, the higher brain is the one where reasoning happens, where you know right and wrong, and the animal brain, the brain stem, takes over. There is no right or wrong for an animal that's hungry, right? The tiger will eat you. It doesn't think morality. Is it right to eat you? I'm hungry. I will eat you. And that's where we get the animal brain taking over. And the preponderance that has dominated food, that has dominated the Western world, particularly here in America, I'm not proud of it, is fast food. We've got a couple of interesting stories here, maybe to validate my claims that violence, food devoid of essential minerals, breeds aberrant behavior. Brawl amid the burgers at South Beach Five Guys. Now, am I saying that Five Guys burgers and fries, which people claim are very tasty, I don't think they're coming from organic, non-GMO animals, but they have a reputation as being a little cleaner, but still, is it clean enough? Fists were flying at a South Beach Five Guys burger joint this week when a customer and an employee went at it just beyond the counter. Why? Why does a fight break out between an employee and a customer at a Five Guys restaurant? I don't have an answer for that. But then there's one at McDonald's, a drive-thru at McDonald's. I was just up there, not at McDonald's, but up in Minneapolis. Northeast Minneapolis suburb, a drive-thru in Minneapolis. The guy orders $3 worth of food. I don't know what it could be for $3. He pays with $100. He gets impatient because to make change for $100 at a McDonald's, not always easy. It takes too much time. The guy comes back to the window with his change. The guy gets out of his car and grabs the guy in the McDonald's, tries to pull him out the drive-thru window, and starts beating on him. I ask you, I mean, is this happening at a vegan restaurant? I don't know. Maybe it is. Is there vegan violence? Hopefully we don't find out. I'm going to be speaking again at Vitality Bistro, and I hope to see y'all, some of y'all, in Central Florida. Saturday, November 7th at Vitality Bistro. Check out vitalitybistro.com. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ty Bowler is going to help me out next hour as we go outside the box. Why would he show up? Because he knows as I know. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.